Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It is primary day tomorrow, which means the candidates for governor of Massachusetts are focusing on rallying their supporters to get out the vote. That's particularly true for two of the Democrats, Treasurer Steve Grossman and healthcare expert Don Berwick, who are trailing the apparent frontrunner in the Democratic primary, Attorney General Martha Coakley.
Meanwhile, on the Republican side, Charlie Baker is expected to roll to an easy victory against his rival, businessman Mark Fisher. WBUR's Asma Khalid has spent the weekend and much of today following the candidates as they made their final push before tomorrow's election, and she joins us now. Hi, Asma. Good to have you.
Hi, Anthony. Good to be here.
So let's start with the Democrats and with the frontrunner, Attorney General Martha Coakley. Most polls show her with a comfortable lead. In fact, the WBUR poll just out today shows her with a 21-point edge over her closest rival. So give us a sense of how she's trying to close the deal before tomorrow's vote.
That's right. She does have a really comfortable lead at this point, but she has been greeting voters. She was in Boston this morning, then in Malden and Arlington. And her belief is that really right now she needs to focus on the effort to get out the vote and ensure that she gets her supporters to the polls tomorrow. We've been hearing about low turnout, and, you know, Steve Grossman and Don Berwick want to capitalize on that, and then she wants to ensure that that doesn't happen. She also spent the weekend going to churches, trying to meet with different voters to get out the get the supporters out to the polls.
We feel confident, but of course we're not going to quit until every vote is in on Tuesday.
And that is true. I mean, she'll be out campaigning tonight until at least 8 p.m.
Right. So the last time, of course, when she ran against Scott Brown, she was accused maybe of not running hard enough. She's not taking that chance now, it sounds like.
Certainly.
All right. So tell us about State Treasurer Steve Grossman, endorsed by the Democratic Party convention delegates, but he's been running behind Coakley in the polls. What's he been doing in the past few days to make his case?
Well, Anthony, it's interesting you just brought up Martha Coakley's run against Scott Brown, because tonight he'll be shaking hands outside of Fenway Park.
Uh-huh.
And that is significant because, as some of the listeners might remember, his opponent, Martha Coakley, got a lot of heat for dismissing that idea in her 2010 race, when she sort of brushed off the idea of what she should be doing, shaking hands with voters in the cold outside of Fenway Park. But in addition to doing that, he's also trying to get his supporters out to the polls. And he said that one of the things he's realized from meeting with people over the weekend into today is that he thinks it's really going to come down to the undecided voters.
Because when it comes to undecided, then people begin to say, you know, I don't want to see Charlie Baker as the next governor. Who's the person who can beat Charlie Baker?
And our latest WBUR poll is showing that about 26% of Democratic primary voters are still undecided. Grossman makes the case that with his economic experience, he's the one who's best positioned to beat Charlie Baker.
Mm. But still, of course, nearly all the polls show Martha Coakley well ahead. But we should note that turnout is expected to be low. So that offers an opportunity perhaps for Coakley's rivals and explains why they're out there still campaigning hard, including healthcare expert Don Berwick. What do you hear from him and from his supporters?
That's true. He's trying to build momentum. And in our new WBUR poll, it shows that he went from about 6% of the vote last week when we had poll results to about 12% as of today. You know, he is building momentum. He is gaining a little bit more name recognition. His difficulty is that really he's running out of time. He feels, though, that part of what he can do at this point is get his supporters out knocking on doors, and that's what he's encouraging his supporters to do.
This is game time. The voters have been sleepy for the most of the time we've been campaigning. That's natural and normal, and they have this just 1 week period, really, between Labor Day and this coming Tuesday to make up their minds, and that's exactly what they're doing, so that everything's in motion.
And Berwick there was speaking yesterday in Salem, which is interesting because all three of the Democrats have been spending a lot of time along the North Shore in the 6th District because turnout is expected to be higher there than the rest of the state because of a competitive congressional race.
Which we'll talk about in a second. But let's talk about the Republican side of the governor's race. Charlie Baker expected to crush his primary opponent, Mark Fisher. But he's been saying that he's trying to win 100% of the vote, so he's still campaigning campaigning hard. Where's he been? Where's he focusing his energy these past couple of days?
Well, to me, it looks like he's been focusing his energies in a way that almost looks like he's moved beyond the Tuesday primary election, and he's campaigning for a competitive general election. He was in Democratic territory over the weekend. He met with voters at a Dorchester block party, and then also met with the folks at MAMLEO, the Minority Massachusetts Association of Minority Law Enforcement Officers. And he says that this is something he's been doing a lot of this campaign.
You know, I've spent a lot of time in a whole bunch of so-called urban cores over the course of this race. And when I talk to those folks about jobs, and I talk to them about schools, and I talk to them about safe streets and strong communities, I get a very positive reception.
And Anthony, I should note one thing that also caught my attention is that on election night, Charlie Baker is having his election night party in Dorchester, whereas most of his Democratic primary opponents will be meeting at sort of these swanky hotels in downtown.
Asma, finally, let's talk quickly about the race in the 6th Congressional District, which you referred to. It's turned into really one of the more competitive races this year. Incumbent Democratic Congressman John Tierney facing another challenge in this election cycle, tougher than expected in the primary, with four Democrats opposing him. Who's giving him a run for his money, including Seth Moulton, right?
That's true. And I think, you know, I first remember covering Seth Moulton. I want to say it was back in April. Mm-hmm. And at that point, no one thought this was really going to be a competitive race. And things seem to have changed. Moods shifted, perhaps, in the last couple of weeks. We haven't gotten a lot of reliable polling out of the 6th District, but the few polls that we have had in recent days show that that margin of victory that the congressman was hoping for seems to be shrinking. One poll suggests that really the congressman is only 3%, 3 points ahead, and that's within the margin of error. So even if the congressman, Congressman Tierney, wins, he'll come out vulnerable. And I think that's something that the Republican candidate there, Richard Tesei, would certainly love and hope to capitalize on. I think that this race is something that we didn't expect to see as competitive as it is. I should note that, you know, this morning we have a number of national media outlets, including the New York Times, Roll Call, all paying attention to this race and really highlighting the fact that, you know, could Congressman Tierney lose his seat? Can he hold on to this seat? And because it's seen as one of the most competitive races, we should mention, along with, of course, the attorney general's race, which is also seen as a tight contest, the Democratic candidates for governor are also spending time there again today, hoping that because people will be out voting for their congressman, they'll also vote for their governor along the way, and we'll have higher turnout there.
So an opportunity to pick up some extra votes.
Exactly.
That's WBUR's Asma Khalid. Thanks so much, Asma.
Thank you, Anthony.